is Hannah Rafferty, my P. Clark. Tēnā koe and welcome to our program, Hannah Rafferty. Tēnā koe.
Morena,
papa. Nei to me. Hey, firstly, good on you for saying, okay, well, I'll have a go here. I've got a lot of time for your papa and your granddad, but look, you stand on your own two feet and you're a wahine tour in your own right. So let's just talk for a moment about Te Pāti Māori and what you think it is adding to the political landscape and why you've decided to put your head in the ring and your weight behind their tono in the general election. Hana, maybe you could tell us your thoughts about the Māori political space and why you wanted to get involved.
Tēnā rā tātai, tēnei marama o rākau nui, o ruha nui. But getting the question, why have you put your hand up? My answer to that is simply, why not? Currently, there's no one that represents the embodiment of 70% of Māori. So 70% of Māori are under the age of 40. With all due respect, a lot of the ministers and politicians represent a certain generation. And kāreā no kāhu kāpapa taku makawe. So that whakapauki or that term means, you know, my hair isn't like snow. So I also know where I stand in terms of tikanga and rangatahi slang. Hewe anō, I think our generation have been able to have the fruits and the products of the sacrifice and fight that the likes of Nanaia Mahuta, Cyril Mahuta, my grandfather, Fina Cooper, the list goes on. And we're here to add a layer of the outcome that we've been able to have through whare kura kohanga reo, maramataka matariki, and being able to add value to the table decision-making. Going back to the pātai on what do you think Māori Party can get to the political space, currently there are only two people that come from a Māori party and are also Māori. We have the likes of different politicians through different parties like Labour and National. However, we all know that sometimes they can be tied, or they can, that it's the party that comes first before Te Ao Māori. And we've seen that through therapeutic products, though, is that we shouldn't be celebrating that it being taken out because it shouldn't have even been there in the first place. So, yeah, that's kind of my little take on.
Tēnā koe, Hana. Look, I think we're all impressed with your kōrero at, on the steps of Parliament. On the anniversary of the lodging of the petition for Te Reo Māori. And we know that you come from a family of challenging thinkers, and that's a good thing. I think it's a real taonga for you to take into this battle, the fact that you represent a younger sector of our community, and I acknowledge what you say too, that 70% of our peeps are in fact under 40. So you've been exposed to some interesting rhetoric over the years, challenging whakaro that you take to the table here as you go up against a very strong MP with an acknowledged track record. So, you know, this is building your reputation. And even if it doesn't work out for you this time, they'll know who you are going into the next rounds of politics. What would you say of the reaction from your peers, people your age, to your decision to stand? How have they reacted to that?
I've been quite overwhelmed by the amount of support. It's not like, I just want to make it clear, it's not like I woke up and I decided to be a politician. It was actually far from that. I've actually said four times, no, I don't want to do it. Because, you know, we can be doing other stuff that rangatahi do. However, if I don't do it, who else will do it? And it's not that, I just want to make it pretty clear, a lot of people are thinking, is this actually a reality, or do you actually think you're going to make it, or do you think, is this just an experience? Are you just building it up? I certainly believe that we are going to get to Parliament by the end of this election, however that looks. And I think it's not because I want to do it for myself. I don't want my voice to be heard. I don't want my face to be seen. It's nothing like that at all. It's, we represent much more. We represent the 70. And we represent two generations of sacrifice that's been able to go through kura kaupapa, like I said again. So, yeah.
We can't doubt the injustices. I mean, even a blind man can see that our people have been treated poorly across decades and, in fact, across centuries now. And so the fight is ongoing, the struggle without end, as it's been put. You become part of a push for change that is age-old here. When you look back into your whakapapa and look at the actions of your dad through the media, all your connections, Hunter's stand for the reo, Timmy's various stands to address Māori inequity. I mean, hey, you come from stock that have been pretty challenging in the way they've rolled across the decades and generations. That's a powerful tool to have in your kit going forward, don't you think?
Totally. I think I'm very grateful for the people. I've honestly just been at the feet of my kaumata my whole life. So being able to see them, my different connections throughout Te Taitokero, Taranaki, Ngāti Porou and Waikato. He oi anō, I think everyone has those. It's not just me. I don't want to make it like I've just been the fortunate. It's everyone has those different pockets of political movements that they've been a part of without them even knowing. So I think just emphasising on carrying on that legacy. What are you going to do for your grandchildren, even though I am only just 20 years old? Forward thinking is, what are we going to do? What's our stance now that we've been able to get the fruits and being able to get the product of the fight that our grandparents have done for us? What are we going to do for our grandkids?
Well, look, you're in the you're mixing it up, but a rangatahi voice, if, and I say that respectfully to Hana, is absolutely vital. The pale male stale description of Parliament's pretty accurate, and you know what's needed for our people, a youthful population, is youthful representation of perspectives. And look, I know that you're a kura kid too, so sometimes you're going to be interviewed in te reo and sometimes in English. Yeah. I invite you to and my idea was, you know what I mean, I'm working on it, but it's not flash at all. But sometimes I feel that our kura kids feel so much more comfortable reflecting their thinking in te reo than in English, and that's not a criticism, far from. But if you'd like to kōrero to our peeps about what you see is important and why you've decided to stand I te reo Māori, then kōrero mai and let it rip, sister.
And I just want to say, Rāwere Waititi Sirei Nantu Manurea wa Marae, and he said, if your reo, your reo, you may not know your reo, but your reo knows you. You may not know your mauna, but your mauna knows you. And I think we are actually the privileged, and I say that in the most humble way, is I live in Rahu Pōkeka Huntly, and I see a lot of rangatahi that haven't been able to have what I have been given. So I think it's my responsibility to make sure that we share our deal, we share our experience, so that we all become connected, because there is that pull of, you know, sometimes it will be hard for different kids to understand what I'm saying too. It's not like we've all grown up in this area. But I want to say, kia koutou katoa, kaua e wiri wiri te te pare 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 mata ki ngā mahi o te karauna, pai konei mātou, i runga i te mana motu hake, kia whawhai mo tā tātou reo, a tātou tikanga, me a tātou mokopana hoki. So yeah, don't be afraid to stand on your own two feet. Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo. And you can do it with class as well. And don't be afraid of the government or the crown, because we know what we need to do for our language, our customs and practices, and our grandchildren and children. So they go, yeah. That's enough for 8 o'clock.
No, it's not, because they're going to be coming at you left, right and centre, all of these people. Who is this one in there? How come she's standing against her cousin or her auntie? I don't know how you see Nanaya. Look, by standing, it's not a swipe at Nanaya. It's saying that there are other perspectives that deserve to be considered as we chart our way forward. So she's been a successful politician for 2.5 decades. She's been in the House since before you were born, hasn't she, Hana? So... what would you say about standing against your whanaunga? How do you feel about that? Does it matter?
Totally. It does matter. And I think that is why I didn't want to stand originally, was no. 27 years, we know who holds the waka tō hauraki seat. Okay, let's just be aware of that. And not just her and her seat, but also the legacy that her whānau had created with the Raupatu Land Settlement, okay, and her father. She is not my actual auntie. I think if there's anything that's been a bit confusing, me has actually been a pretty good response. But if there's anything that's been confusing, it's people are like, oh my God, Nanaia's niece and Hanaki Hemba's grandchild. Now, whakapapa is getting quite confusing on the media. So she's not my actual auntie. We come from the same community in the same marae, and we whakapapa on both sides of Waikato and Te Kai Tokiro. And I think it took me a long time to think, actually, with all due respect, no party owns that seat. The people own that seat, and the people decide whose voice or voices, you know, trying to create a table rather than fight over a seat. And it's going to take a long time, but our succession planning needs to be better. I will say that.
Just bang your phone a bit, please, Hannah. That's better. Yeah.
Our succession planning needs to be better in terms of how can we get rangatahi into these spaces. I know it's not rangatahi's dream to be in these spaces, but making sure that there's a continuous rolling effect of bringing different people into these places without it being so daunting. And I think she's kāore au kei te whakaiti I tāna mana, kei te whakamana kē au I ona mahi. She's absolutely amazing. And I've said, you know, it's been the one question of media has asked me, I am here to represent the 70. I am here to add different layers to the kōrero, and I think our rangatahi is a vital part in the government's seating. Of 120 seats in Parliament, there's not one person that can embody that 70%. And with all due respect, if the government goes into a coalition, it'll be a smaller parties that are important with their seats rather than the bigger parties.
Well, it's going to be an interesting race. You're being very polite towards Nanaia too. You should say, hey, listen, she's too old and she's been around for too long. It's time for her to go, and I'm coming through,
Nanaia. I won't get into the mana
trap. Step aside, Nanaia, I'm coming through. Hey, and good luck to you. I know you've got to work with Tummy here, so that's always going to be tough for anybody. He's a long time friend. And I got a lot of time for Awari and Debs. Te Pāti Māori has put a very interesting wedge into the way that our parliament operates. And I just want to take my hat off to you, Hana, for your decision to stand. I know it wasn't an easy decision because, as you say, you should be out there doing what 20-year-olds are doing, which is, travelling and doing other things rather than looking at politics. But politics is vital for our people's future. And so hats off to you. We'll have opportunities to talk plenty going forward, Hana Arafati. And how would you like me to refer to it? Is it Hana or Hana Rafati for your name, your ingoa?
Hana Rafati, my name's bloody dramatic as well.
Your name's dramatic. It's cool too. All right, Hana Rafati. It's been great having you join us on the program. First time of many, I would hope, going forward to October. All the best on the campaign hustings, and thanks for sharing some kōrero with our kaiwhakalongo through I Te Rangi Wā Te I tēnei ata. Nei rā te mihi kia koe e hana rāwhiti. Ngā mihi. Great young...